الان چند دهه است که عادت دارم سخنرانی کنم داخل خارج تو کنفرانس های بین المللی. سالهاست مدرسم، تدریس میکنم، ولی حقیقتاً یکی از سخت ترین سخنرانی ها برای من همین چند دقیقه است، چون واقعاً احساس میکنم که اینجا واقعاً من استاد نیستم، اینجا واقعاً من شاگردی میکنم پیش شما. این سه ماه گذشته خدا توفیق داشت الحمدلله هر شب ما حضور در خیابان و میدانمون ترک نشد و من هر شب بلا استثنا واقعاً شرمنده بزرگی شما ملت عزیز و بزرگوار میشم. خیلی حرفا داشتم که بزنم، فقط خلاصش میکنم به یک نکته و بعد با اجازه شما و با پوزش و عذرخواهی مطالب انگلیسی رو عرض میکنم. توی این مدت بعد از شهادت آقای عزیزمون و اون روزهایی که رهبر نداشتیم، حقیقتاً شماها کشور رو حفظ کردید و مدیریت کردید. تا الانش هم این سه ماه خود من واقعا شاهدم که چقدر این حضور در میادین برکت داشته و تردید ندارم که این حضوری که کشور رو حفظ کرده و انشاءالله باعث میشه که پرچم مقدس جمهوری اسلامی ایران رو به دست صاحب زمان برسونیم انشاءالله به زودی زود. میخوام بگم که این توانمندی که در شما دیدم که واقعا بی نظیره با این فشار اقتصادی و مشکلاتی که هست، پس ولی نشون دادین، یعنی من از شما این درس رو گرفتم که ما نیاز نداریم منتظر مسئولین بشیم تا کارا درست بشه. آقا به ما فرمودن و همیشه می فرمودن که آتش به اختیار، جایی که کاری ازتون برمیاد احساس مسئولیت بکنیم و واقعا شما اینو خوب نشون دادید. ولی غیر از جنگ خیلی کارهای دیگه هم هست که نیاز به تغییرات داره. ما منتظر مسئولین نباشیم، هر کدوم از ما برای خودمون لیست بکنیم چه کارهایی هست که ما میتونیم انجام بدیم که مملکت ولو یه قدم به جلو بره، هر چی میخواد باشه. از هر کدوم از ما، از خاموش کردن چراغا گرفته تا در واقع بحث صرفه‌جویی و رعایت مسائل اقتصادی، تا آسون گرفتن ازدواج، تا سخت نگرفتن اجاره ها و هر چیزی دیگه. خیلی چیزا هست، خیلی کارا هست از ما بر بیاد. این که اطلاعات عمومی اون رو افزایش بدیم، مطالعمون رو درباره اسلام، درباره تشیع، درباره انقلاب، درباره تاریخ این کشور زیاد کنیم که بعدن دیگران نیاین واسه ما تاریخ رو عوض کنن و بخوان چیزی رو تغییر بدن. به هر حال شما بهتر از من همه این کارا رو بلدید. به نظرم اومد که در کنار پویش هایی که داریم، هر کدوم از ما احساس مسئولیت کنیم، واقعا بشینیم فکر کنیم من چی کار میتونم بکنم. هر یک نفر از ما مؤثره. من خیلی شرمنده ازتون، به انگلیسی در واقع بقیهش رو عرض میکنم. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, tonight I would like to very briefly address my colleagues abroad. I'm Seyede Susan Marandi, a full professor of the English department at Az-Zahra University in Tehran. Tonight, I would like to address you very briefly, not only as an Iranian woman, but as a professor, a scholar, and a member of the international academic community. For years, I have met you in conferences, in seminars, and research collaborations. I've heard you lecture about the necessity of evidence and ethics in research. I have read your articles about the necessity of diversity and inclusion and equality. I have heard you speak in almost a tone of reverence about lived experiences, cultural exchanges, and mutual understanding. And yet, for decades, I have watched many, if not most of you, accept without challenge and without evidence the lies and the propaganda of your governments and your media against my country, the Islamic Republic of Iran, as the West has punished us for wanting our independence. I have watched helplessly as we were painted as the axis of evil, as a terrorist nation, as a country where women are downtrodden and helpless, where the people are ignorant and uncultured. As scholars, we are trained to examine facts honestly. I ask you to set aside decades of propaganda and learn the truth about Iran. Learn the true story of the Islamic Republic of Iran and its forbidden struggle for independence. The story that has brought us to this moment stretches across generations. We still remember the US-led coup overthrowing our democratically elected government in 1953 and propping up the Shah and the dynasty of the Pahlavis. When we decided that we deserve to have national control over our own oil and resources. We remember the decades of external efforts to shape Iran's political future from abroad. We lived the devastating Iran-Iraq War, 8 years of unwanted war right after our revolution, during which hundreds of thousands of Iranians were killed, and the international community supported Saddam Hussein's war, even supplying him with chemical weapons. We lived decades of cruel and crippling sanctions, and my generation has lived much of its life under the constant threat of military confrontation. These are my lived experiences. I am a professor. Many of my students have never known a period in which sanctions were absent from their young lives. Many have grown up watching opportunities disappear because of decisions made thousands of kilometers away in your countries. Many have struggled to obtain academic resources, research equipment, software, international funding, and professional opportunities that scholars elsewhere take for granted. Some have seen family members denied access to life-saving medicines and medical help because of financial restrictions and bank sanctions. And now we are once more under attack. We signed the JCPOA in good faith. Everybody has testified. We kept our side of the agreement, all while the US went back on all of its promises. And most recently, the US and Israel twice started a war on Iran while we were actually at the negotiating table. They began their latest evil war during the holy month of Ramadan by tap bombing an elementary school for girls in Minab, killing 106 beautiful young lives, sacrificing young virgins to the gods of the Epstein class. They continued by assassinating our beloved leader and his family as he lived out his life in his own personal home, not in bunk beds like many Western leaders. They bombed hospitals. They destroyed bridges. They arrogantly and ignorantly threatened to wipe the ancient Iranian civilization off of the face of the earth, as if. As scholars, we should be able to stand up and defend a simple truth. No country has the right to police other countries. No government has the right to impose inhumane sanctions. No country has the right to create endless wars in other countries for their own gain. The US and the Israeli governments, the Zionist governments, these are the true terrorist states, the true axis of evil. They need to be stopped. Once again, history is being written in Iran. As I speak, I have no doubt It will impact the world for decades to come. We will fight for our rights to the last person, as always. And God willing, inshallah, I am sure we will prevail. However, this does not absolve the other people of their responsibilities. This is your chance to stand on the right side of history. Don't be silent in the face of another Gaza. I know many of you are against the war, but that is not enough. Raise your voices. I ask you as fellow academicians, stand up for humanity. Make your voices heard. Make your politicians sit up and listen and pay attention. The principles that we defend within academia must not stop at our campus gates. Thank you very much. تشکر میکنم. مخلص شما هستم. التماس دعای خیر از شما عزیزان دارم. کوچیک شما هستم.